I want to pass on to something which is perhaps even more interesting. I want to pass on to the tests of fidelity. I'm going to discuss this topic too in terms of fidelity to other people, even in terms of fidelity to one other person. Now, what is a test? What do we mean by a test? A test is a situation or an experience that reveals the true nature of a thing, which reveals whether it's the genuine article or only an imitation, perhaps even a poor imitation. Thus, traditionally, gold is tested by fire. Fire reveals whether a certain yellow metal is gold or something else. So what are the situations or experiences that test fidelity, especially fidelity to another person? What is it that enables us to distinguish between, say, fidelity and attachment? The real test of fidelity is separation. That is to say, physical separation. When we are separated from someone in this way, the relationship is transferred, at least for the time being, from the physical to the mental plane. And its continuity becomes, again, at least for the time being, exclusively a mental continuity. Now, of course, everybody knows it's much more difficult for us to live on the mental plane than it is to live on the physical plane. And this is because sense consciousness is much stronger in us than is self-consciousness or reflexive consciousness. Consequently, it's only too easy for a relationship which we have, at least for the time being, with someone on the mental plane to be interrupted by a relationship with someone else on the physical plane. It's only too easy for us to fall into infidelity. Once again, I'm putting all this rather abstractly, but I want to continue to make clear exactly how fidelity is related to self-consciousness. Fidelity is possible only to the extent that we can envisage our relationship with the person from whom we are separated continuing in or into the future. This means that we must be able to envisage ourselves as existing in the future. We must, so to speak, be able to project ourselves into the future. And this is impossible without self-consciousness. So separation is not only the test of fidelity, it's also the test of self-consciousness. It is the test of fidelity because it is the test of self-consciousness. Separation reveals on what level our relationship with another person really exists, whether it is only or predominantly physical, or both physical and mental. Fidelity is possible only to the extent that a relationship is a mental relationship. In mental, of course, I include the emotional. Physical separation can therefore be taken as an opportunity for developing and intensifying the mental side, the non-physical side, that is to say, of a relationship. And this will intensify one's self-consciousness or self-awareness. And this, in turn, will enhance one's individuality in the true sense of the term. Now, what do you think is the most extreme form of separation? Well, the most extreme form of separation, obviously, is death. And death, therefore, in a way, is the ultimate test of fidelity, the ultimate test of self-consciousness. One might even say that fidelity includes awareness of death. because self-consciousness includes awareness of death. If you can imagine yourself existing in the future, you can also imagine yourself not existing in the future. Animals cannot do that. The animal cannot imagine itself existing in the future. It cannot imagine itself, therefore, as not existing in the future. Only human beings can do that, because it's only a human being who is self-consciousness. To be human is to be aware of death. To be an individual is to be aware of death. There's no individuality without awareness of death. And all the qualities or characteristics of the individual therefore include awareness of death, or at least have something to do with death. And fidelity is no exception. The story which I told at the beginning had something to do with death. Death was the test. I'm going to tell you now another story of fidelity, also involving death, or at least a report of death, or the risk of death. This is a story with a rather different ending.